شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
دانستن زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS مجموعه پادکست دارد که در آن اصطلاحات روزمره زندگی در استرالیا توضیح داده می شود. با گوش دادن به این درس ها مهارت انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بهتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Learning English helps me to talk about my visa status.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi there, I'm Josipa, and I share something with each one of you. The experience of going through the Australian immigration process. At some stage, we've all had, or still have, a Vivo account on the Visa Entitlement Verification online portal. In this episode, we'll look at phrases that can help us talk about our different immigration milestones. A milestone is an important event or achievement that marks progress. For me, every change in my visa status was a milestone, from getting my first visa to finally becoming a citizen. As migrants, we are in for the long haul, which means we are committed to something for the long term, no matter how challenging or how long it takes. Isn't that why it's so useful to practice talking about our visa status? And, as usual, Alan and Claire are here to help.
You won't believe what happened to my friend, Maria.
What's wrong?
Her partner visa application was refused.
Oh no, that must be so stressful.
They said she didn't provide enough evidence of her relationship. Now she has to send additional documents to appeal the decision.
Well, my friend Ravi just got nominated for a sponsor visa.
Really? That's great news. Did his employer nominate him?
Yeah, he submitted the nomination some time ago and it was finally approved. Now he's waiting for his visa application to be processed.
Alan and Claire's friends are experiencing very different visa milestones. Let's look into Maria's case first. Alan said,
her partner visa application was refused.
You must probably know from experience, a visa application is a request we make to a government to get permission to enter or stay in a country for a specific purpose, such as work, study, or visiting family. Let's say I apply for a visa to go to Australia because I want to study at a university in Melbourne. In that case, I could say, I've submitted my visa application to study in Australia. Maria submitted her visa application to live with her partner in Australia, but
her partner visa application was refused.
When something is refused, it is not accepted. You might also hear or read the terms denied, rejected, declined. They all mean the same thing. So Maria applied for a visa, but her application wasn't successful.
Oh no, that must be so stressful.
They said she didn't provide enough evidence of her relationship. Now she has to send additional documents to appeal the decision.
Maria didn't provide enough evidence of her relationship. Evidence is information or proof that shows something is true or real. For example, let's say you're applying for a student visa. You might be asked to provide evidence of financial support. That is, that you have enough money to support you while you are here. Alan also said,
now she has to send additional documents to appeal the decision.
So Maria needs to send additional documents more evidence of her relationship so that she can appeal the decision. To appeal a decision means to formally ask for a decision to be reviewed or changed, usually because you believe it was wrong or unfair. So, if your visa application has been refused, you could say,
I'd like to appeal the decision regarding my visa application.
Now, do you remember Claire's friend Ravi? He had some good news because Claire said,
and my friend Ravi just got nominated for a sponsor visa.
Ravi just got nominated for a sponsor visa. When business or employers need skilled worker from another country to fill a job in Australia, they nominate them. That is, they indicate to the government that they want them to work for them in Australia. This nomination is part of the process for the worker to apply for a visa to live and work here. For example, if your company decides to sponsor your visa and starts the nomination process, you could say,
my employer submitted my visa nomination.
We all know that going through the process of becoming a permanent resident or citizen of this country takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. By the way, we can say, it's not something that happens overnight, any time that something doesn't happen quickly. So, the immigration process is one of those things that can require patience and effort over time. And while we wait for our visa status to change, we can use the phrase Claire used for Ravi when she said,
he's waiting for his visa application to be processed.
Ravi is waiting for his visa to be reviewed and checked by the authorities to be processed. This can apply to things like visa applications, job applications, or any official paperwork that people need to review. Now, let's imagine that the waiting game is over. Your visa application has been processed, and you've got some good news to share. You could say,
my visa application has finally been approved.
Or,
my visa was accepted.
Or,
my visa has been granted.
Granted means given or allowed. For example, if your visa is granted, it means that the authorities have checked your application and officially given you the visa you requested. Well, congratulations! Having your visa granted is a big milestone. I remember how excited I was when I received an email from the Department of Home Affairs saying that my permanent visa had been granted. Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue again so we can practice later.
You won't believe what happened to my friend, Maria.
What's wrong?
Her partner visa application was refused.
Oh no, that must be so stressful.
They said she didn't provide enough evidence of her relationship. Now she has to send additional documents to appeal the decision.
Well, my friend Ravi just got nominated for a sponsor visa.
Really? That's great news. Did his employer nominate him?
Yeah, he submitted the nomination some time ago and it was finally approved. Now he's waiting for his visa application to be processed.
Today's guest is someone special. He was kind of my boss when I first started at SBS, but since then he moved on to become a migrant agent. So I thought it was about time to bring him back to the office for a chat and ask him a few questions. Hi, Shamshir.
Hi, Yosipa. Thank you for getting me back to SBS after 3.5 years.
How does it feel to be back?
Amazing, amazing. I still have to go around and say hello to everyone in the office.
I'm sure everyone will be super happy to see you. But before you do that, tell me, are there any recent changes to visa requirements that we should know about?
Oh, yes, indeed. Actually, some of the most significant changes of the last couple of years have happened in the last few months. So one is reduction of experience, work experience required to apply for a 482 employer-sponsored visa. It's a temporary visa. Earlier, the requirement was at least 2 years. Now it has been reduced to 1 year. Other than that, permanent employer-sponsored visa 186, it's a direct entry visa. It gives access to permanent residency to workers. Now, the list has been expanded to include more than 450 occupations in total. They used to be less than half of that earlier. Now, if someone has 3 years full-time work experience after qualification in the occupation and an employer wants to sponsor them, that can happen. But in student visa applications, there have been restrictions imposed from July 2024, which means that anybody in Australia on a tourist visa cannot apply for a student visa while they are in Australia. Also, those who are on a temporary graduate visa, subclass 485, which students get after completing their study, they cannot go back to the student visa once again.
So in general, it sounds like it's becoming a little bit more easier for skilled workers to get a visa, while it's getting a bit harder for student visa, for people on student visa to stay in the country after finishing studying.
Yeah, it seems so. Employer-sponsored visas, especially subclass 482, which is a temporary visa, on paper it seems it has become easier. But for student visas, yes, there has been a significant tightening of the rules, because the government has also increased the English requirement. They have also made it mandatory for anyone applying for a student visa in Australia to have a confirmation of enrollment. Yes, and English requirement funds, they have been increased in the recent years as well. So yes, for students, it is becoming, there is definitely tightening of criteria.
Okay, and in your experience, what are the common reasons a partner visa application might be refused?
Sometimes the relationship can be genuine, but what makes a difference is certain other things, such as what visa a person was holding when they applied for a partner visa, if they apply in Australia. And another reason when somebody is applying for a partner visa on the basis of a de facto relationship, where they're not married, but they are in a genuine couple relationship. Now, if that relationship is at least 12 months old, it is fine. They can lodge the application. But if the relationship is not at least 12 months old, which means the applicant can't give the evidence that they have been in a genuine committed relationship with the sponsor for the last 12 months, then the requirement is that they get their relationship registered.
Shamshir, thank you for that. And I also have to say that the information expressed in this interview is of general nature. This information may not be appropriate for your personal circumstances. Contact your migration agent or immigration department for clear advice on your situation. And now, let's practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is a milestone?
So a milestone is an important event or achievement that marks progress.
What does it mean to appeal a decision?
So to appeal a decision means formally asking for a decision to be reviewed or changed because you believe that it was wrong or unfair.
Let's now practice saying the learning phrases from this episode with Alan and Claire.
My visa application was refused.
My visa was accepted.
My visa's been granted.
My visa has finally been approved.
If you want more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode, where you can practice more with Alan and Claire. We've also prepared learning notes and a quiz, which you can find on our website. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning English with me.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.